Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Well, we had a couple of assignments over the weekend. On Friday, what would people think if they knew the secret that you were keeping? Record and listen. And then on Saturday, can you see how you feel these things about yourself and can be open to the possibility that others might not feel that way and don't have your values at all? Record and listen.
I love that.
And then on Sunday, think of a character from history, fiction, or fantasy. Write a story about this character in action. Record and listen.
It was an action-packed weekend, wasn't it?
And we had a whole day of practice workshop. So
I know.
Yeah.
And before we go any more into this, I want to thank everybody for that. It was so fun. It was the perfect, as far as I can tell, the perfect birthday gift. And so much gratitude to everybody who participated.
Well then, happy birthday again.
Yes, thank you. I've moved in out of my birthday week, but I'm still enjoying it.
Good. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Pasha from San Francisco.
Hello, Pasha.
Hi, Pasha.
Happy birthday. And
thank you.
Come happy.
Right, exactly.
Well, I was looking at two things. One is a process of not doing the assignments on the weekend. And one excuse that was there that I leave my book at work and I don't have, you know, like a place to do it. So I've ordered a second book and now I have it at home. And this weekend...
Take that, voices.
Yeah. This weekend, so a few weekends it worked, and this weekend somehow it got busy again, and I caught myself in a place where I don't have a pen and a paper to write this story, so I just pull out the recorder, and I start making a story, and it was right there. It's possible. It's I don't need to think about it. I don't need to go with conversations. I can still do it.
Uh-huh. Boy, and that shows up in so many places, doesn't it, Pasha? So the voice comes in with, well, there, you don't really have time now. Oh, okay, now's the time to do it. Well, you're only too busy. Okay, now is the, you know, you can do that later. No, I'm going to do it now. That's how we take the power away from that negativity machine.
Yep. And how the energy is ours with that.
Yes.
Once it's done, there is no more conversations. There is no, and also dropping the excuses and just, you know, stopping right there to do it. After that, what are we going to talk about? It's done. It's
yeah, and it feels good, right? Because as you say, then all the energy comes back to us instead of being lost in that conversation. Yeah, so we wind up with all the good energy instead of conditioning, turning it into bad energy.
I don't know. I also received the text this morning about next assignment, and I felt that energy like going through my body of like, wow, that story was, and then it opens up into this next assignment. So that was, I was so glad that I did that. As I feel like I'm surfing that wave of practice and staying current with each assignment. And it's easy and it's really invigorating. Yes.
Yeah, I'm on top of it instead of buried under that conversation. That's so
exactly.
big, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Thank you
All
so
right.
much. Gasho.
Keep having
and
fun.
Go ahead,
Gasho.
Please.
Thank you. Yes. You too, Fasha.
Thanks, Fasha. Oh, I can feel the energy go through my body, Sherry. And the thing that really dropped in, that one additional point that Fasha made that was so interesting is that place of the conversation says, if you don't do the exercise in the book, then it doesn't feel like you've done the exercise. It's a reason not to do the exercise.
Yes.
And to have that level of attention to recognize that all it's attempting to do is to talk me out of doing, and mm-hmm. that somehow or the other it's pointing to a feeling of, well, if I do the exercise in the book, it feels more like I've done the exercise than if I just do the exercise on the recorder. Mm-hmm. It's just such a nuanced place where I watch myself get bamboozled all the time. It doesn't matter. If I meditate for 30 minutes every day and for some reason I only meditate for 20 minutes, then it still doesn't count because it doesn't feel like a 30-minute meditation.
Right. Well, and it's right there always, right?
Yes.
The whole deal is to find something that it can make a case is wrong and then to build out from there.
Yes, the comparison, as if that if I was present for those 20 minutes, or did that exercise, it's somehow comparatively different than the way in which I'm told the exercise should be done. The illusion of that and the dissatisfaction it causes is just astounding.
Yeah, yeah. And then we catch on to it, and the piece I love about that is then the energy comes right back to us. It's like, it has me pulled into whatever it is. It drops in. Well, that's a scam. And as soon as I see it, woof, the energy is right back to me.
Yeah, it's not in the conversation anymore. I'm here for the experience of each of those minutes of meditation. I'm not living a conversation about that 20-minute meditation that was different from a 30-minute meditation.
And to be able to see it, the way mm-hmm. that you and Pasha are laying it out, that it's you can see the energy drain system, right?
Yes.
All the energy just drains right into that conversation, and of course we feel awful because we don't have any energy. Then wait a minute, that's a con. Poof, mm-hmm. Here it all just shoots back into us, and we're energized.
Mm-hmm. And that point that the energy is the drain in energy is what makes us feel not good, not doing the assignment the way it was supposed to be done.
That's right. Yes, yes. Oh, well, that's probably the most essential point of all. It's not about the meditation. It's not about the exercise. It's not about the anything. It's about being lost in that conversation. That always is the cause of suffering.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, I'm going to bring the next caller live. If you would get closer to the phone, I can hear what you're saying, but you're very faint.
And I think I sort of, I don't know. As we all know, I'm such a
soft-spoken person.
There you go.
Is that any better?
I can hear you much better.
Okay. I think I've doped out what that particular difficulty is. There's no blanket statements here.
All right, so it's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hey, y'all. This is Eleanor. Hi.
Hey, Eleanor.
Hey.
How are you?
I am happy to be here.
All right.
Sincerely, and it has been a practice. I'm telling you, the getting ready to go out of town, leave for 30 days is the ultimate in practice. Around here, so so a couple of
now the good news, Eleanor, is that you don't have to pack clothes for dinner at the captain's table or for those night outs at the symphony. Nights out,
yeah.
So that part is good news.
Yeah, thanks for that reassurance. Oh, man. But I did come back to that, just busy stuff and seeing how doing the exercise of secrets of how that inner stories is how I'm defined, how ego keeps me in an identity because I'm holding on to that for everybody around me. You know, I have to look smart and strong and, you know, everything perfect and right. And it just became, again, really clear to see how that stories, I'd never call them secrets, but they kind of are, that I can't let anybody else know that there's a real person under here. And that kind of connected me up with that there was a real person under there who I really appreciate and like. Mm-hmm. Through practice is how I see that. And so the content before that was I was pushing and just feeling a lot of stuff going on, and I was being told I wasn't practicing, and then I realized that I think I was. I was noticing it. I was going from one thing to the next, and there was no time for a story or anything else. Yeah. And then when I sat down finally and recorded, it was like, oh, this was just something different, you know, and you didn't. It was just different, but I had some awareness.
Well, yes, two things about that. If you heard a voice saying you're not practicing, you know you are because you were there for it, right? You heard it. And right. Also that thing that we go to all the time, which is it only says that because you are, because you're so focused on being here doing what you're doing that there's nothing left over to entertain ego. So, of course, it's going to come in with, you know, something to get attention to it. Did you do the exercise about what would other people think?
If they knew the secret, right?
Yeah. Because the reason I think about that, I've known you for a lot. We could say decades at this point, right?
Okay.
And I've always thought you were smart and strong.
Thank you. Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one of those, for me, being in the position I'm in people's lives, I'm often just dumbstruck by the mm-hmm. kinds of things they believe about themselves that are so obviously exactly the opposite of what is so.
And then when I started recording and seeing through that, it was like there was a shell over me, like those little stacking doll things or something, and I had to keep this up. But then when I started recording, it was so, the energy was released, again, like the conversation you were having, and it was like, oh, wow, you know, that's the pushing and the deep conditioning to push and do and do and do that keeps me limited in life and in that shell. And it was a beautiful appreciation for mm-hmm. you know, for this life.
Yeah, and what occurs to me in that is, I don't know, this is probably the next exercise or something, but sometimes, you know, when you're on one of those long drives or whatever and it feels safe enough to record, just start through a list of the things that have happened in your life that you have made it through and grown and changed as a result of.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
Right? And just get a sense of the strength of that person to go through those events and come through the other side and grow from them, which speaks to the intelligence.
Right. And so ego wants to focus on how easy my life is right at this minute and forget about all that incredible the way life is, and this minute isn't next minute, you know, and you know, of course it can hold that over your head too, but that's a great exercise. I would love to do that. Thank you.
And just right, because it is such a big thank you for that unsung hero who exists in every person's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least I would bet everybody in this particular workshop right, who could make a pretty long list of, wow, that was huge. And at the time, really scary and daunting, and I wasn't getting information that I was going to make it through, or that I made it through in any kind of way that wasn't just, you know, by the skin of my teeth and,
Wow.
You know, but basically a failure. And when we really look at it from a life perspective, we see
that's how we got here. That's the only way I got
that's
here.
That's how we got here.
Yeah,
yes.
That's it. So that's, you know, brings.
All right, then you report back, right? Because then we'll talk everybody into doing it. I'm going to do it.
I'll report back. I'll be packing a suitcase soon, so that'll be fun.
You can tell, tell me in group, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Your happy birthday again. It's still your birthday month, by the way.
That's true.
Forevermore.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks,
travel safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Eleanor. Yeah, Sherry, just to pick up on a note, which is something that I've been playing with a lot recently, is how we always talk about conditioning as, the opposites and picking up on what it is that we're not. And it's like looking at what we're not. Because when we're listening to it, that's the mirror we're looking at. It's constantly telling us what you're not. So if what is expressing here is strength, then what conditioning says is that's not what you are. And so if we identify with that, that's our experience. Not with what we are, but what we're not.
So what you're saying then is we could use all those messages, go to the opposite, because it's the world of opposites, right? We could go to the opposite and as much as the voices are going to try to talk us out of it, that's what's true.
Yes.
Yes,
and it requires us to make that movement to happy to be here. Because from here, we talk about what is. From conditioning, we talk about what's not. It's just so interesting how it plays with the mirror image.
Yeah, that's really helpful to see the mirror, that when we're looking into the mirror of conditioning, we're seeing its view.
Which is what is not.
Wow. That's helpful.
Thank you, isn't it?
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, here's our next caller. Oops, I lost them.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Ladima in Indiana.
Hi, Ladima.
Hi, I had to switch you to the earpiece so you could hear me better.
Good. Yeah, because I can hear you really well.
Good.
Loud and clear.
Well, I had something I was going to talk about, but I'm sort of reeling at the moment. Just found out some news about my mom, that she's having mini strokes, or she had a mini stroke, so she's been admitted to the hospital. And so I'm just sort of
trying to take that in,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
is she far away, Ladima?
About 100 miles, and my sister's with her now. She's a hot mess. So got another big diagnosis last week and was going to meet with cardiologists today, and now it's weird stuff started happening, and she had to be taken to the ER last night and now admitted. So anyway, it's we're in a progression here, and it not sure where it's going to go, but it's or how fast it's going to go. But we're,
right, which
you
is
know,
always true, isn't it?
It's what?
It's always true.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we think we know something, and then we get this big information that says, no, we don't.
Yeah, no. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess connecting, you know, some of the words that I used to hear from her a lot, we're talking about secrets, and so that's, I'm still kind of on the secret thing. Mm-hmm. And so some of my mom's words that I used to hear a lot is, Ledema, you don't have to say everything that's on your mind. And I would hear that a lot at the dinner table right after I blurted out something, you know, blunt or maybe less than kind or whatever. So I think one of the things that's been going through my mind with secrets is the difference between a secret and just being judicious about what you choose to share and not share. Mm-hmm. And who you, and
well,
who and when and all of that.
Yeah.
So
that's such a good point. And it seems to me what you're pointing us toward is it coming from ego, or are we at center?
Right.
You know, Ashwini could help us with this, but and maybe you were part of it. I can't remember squat, actually. But we were working for a while with these four things. Is it necessary? Is it kind? Is it making it about me? Is it, and whatever. Ashwini, are you there? Are you there?
Sorry, Sherry. It muted me, but it's the gates of stewardship.
Right.
Yes. Is it, is it kind? It,
uh-huh.
Is it about me? And now,
uh-huh.
Of course, I'm blanking, but it's what would practice do, right? What would practice
yeah,
do?
Yeah, is it necessary? Isn't that one of them?
It is, but is that it? We were, yes. Well, it was what... Necessary was more around something we were working with around speech, you know.
Uh-huh.
Is it kind? Is it necessary?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to put you on the
spot.
But
necessary is one of those things that it was the four. I know what it was. It was the four elements of speech around compassionate speech that makes for clarity.
Uh-huh.
And necessary was one of them.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, Ledema, hopefully I didn't derail us beyond all telling, but it seems like that's a big part of what you're sorting out, right, from your mother's messages and then looking at your own life. And is it a secret because you just it's just not appropriate to say it, you know, or it's not kind, or it's unnecessary, or it's just conditioning, wanting to have center stage and make you feel bad, or
right. So yeah. So it's in where it's coming from. So,
yeah. That seems so, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, the other bit that dropped in for me in doing the exercise was on the question about who are you, who or what are you protecting? And in the process of looking at that, what I saw was that when I'm, so I have, you know, like everybody, I think I have a couple secrets, childhood secrets, things that I wish I hadn't done. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and it's like the process of keeping that secret keeps me from that person.
Yes. Yes. You have described perfectly how somebody is kept at the bottom of the well.
Yeah. So by just locking the box and not going near it again to keep the secret, it's like I've walked away from the person in that box who really needs me.
Yep.
And, you know, I think about the two-handed recording and listening and how, like, it sort of dropped in for me, like, you know, I really should go back and see what she has to say.
Yes. And, you know, Ladima, the other thing about it, I wish everybody would tell all of those, in quotes, secrets about childhood, adolescence, early adulthood, because so many people are tortured, absolutely tortured, about things that happened when they were 15 years old or 22 years old.
Yeah.
You know, just tortured by it, and there's no sense in it. Because, first of all, when we look back, well, if you know somebody that age, you know that the life experience just does not give them the perspective to make the kinds of decisions that they would make at 30 or 35 or on, right? They just don't have the experience.
Right.
And then combine that with nobody knows what's going to happen next. And we always think we know what's going on, and we do things, and then we learn from them. They're not mistakes, and nobody should be tortured about that. I think all of us, we ought to commit to finding one person, two persons, three people, if you have them, who you know love you unconditionally enough that they can keep a grip on themselves and be able to hear what's important to us, and then tell these things so they're not sources of torture for us anymore.
Right. And I've done that. I've done that. I don't think I have any single secret that I haven't told at least one person, because I think I've found that in my life that it's really important to do that.
Yep.
But I still think that part of it is reintegrating that person that
yep.
I was then
yep.
back into me now.
Yep.
And
yep.
there's something to be
yep.
learned from that.
That's right. You're a different person because of that experience. And, again, when that person is reintegrated, that will no longer be a shameful episode in my past.
Yes.
That I need to be really careful who knows about, because
right.
that'll just be gone. And then it'll be as easy as saying, and then I moved to my first apartment. Same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be sending some strength and energy to you and to your mom and to your sister.
Thank you.
Yeah, as you folks go into this today and going forward. So keep us posted, okay?
Okay, will do. Thanks a lot.
Thank
and happy birthday a little late.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's never really late. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Ashwini, you're just having more of that technology trouble today. I can feel it.
Well, it muted me again. Anyway, here I just got some assistance in the four gates of stewardship. Is it kind? Is it skillful? Is it about me? And how would what would practice do?
Uh-huh.
That was those were the gates. But what the Buddha defined as the five elements of compassionate speech. Is it at the right time? Is it spoken in truth? Is it spoken with affection? Is it spoken for the benefit of all? And is it spoken with a mind of goodwill?
Well, that's very helpful. Yeah.
Well, and that brings us to the end of this show, Sherry, and here is our assignment.
Okay.
Did I go mute again? Okay.
You did. Wow. Yes. Don't take that personally, okay? But
well, the assignment today is own the story as your story and the character as part of yourself. Write a dialogue between you and the character. Record and listen.
Ooh, funner and funner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it's what I think is lovely about it is the movements we have to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the character as you and you, and then a dialogue between that.
Between this and this.
Between this and this. All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
We'll talk tomorrow.